island on the other. Maybe enclosed by by islands. Not entirely enclosed, but there'll be islands out away from the land, and the sound is the land in between the mainland and the islands.
How about a bay? Do you use the term bay?
Yeah, I think of a bay as land where land, not in a lake, but I guess in the Gulf or in an ocean, the land forms a kind of of an inlet where, and maybe a very large inlet that's almost surrounded by land, but not quite.
Mm-hmm.
And the water flows in from the Gulf or the ocean or whatever it is.
And what are the names of some of the bayous and rivers and so forth in this area?
Well, of course, the Mississippi River. The bigger bayous and the better known bayous, Bayou La Fourche, which runs down towards the Gulf. There's one in New Orleans called Bayou Bienvenue.
What's that name?
Bienvenue, B-I-E-N-V-E-N-U-E.
Is that a person's name? Or is it
probably named after a person, yeah. It's the French word is welcome, but there's some people, there are a lot of people named Bienvenue. There's a river that runs off of the Mississippi down to the Gulf called the Atchafalaya. There, a lot of people call it the Atchafalaya, but it's really the Atchafalaya River.
What's the big thing that... What's a spillway, exactly? I've noticed that.
Well, the spillway, what they refer to as the spillway, is a constructed part in the levee of the Mississippi River that they can open up, and the river water can rush through that opening through the area called the spillway, which is simply a right-of-way in low-lying land, and it goes out into the lake, out into Lake Pontchartrain.
What's the name of the spillway?
The Bonnie Carey.
What does that mean?
Well, I don't know. It's B-O-N-N-E-T and C-A-R-R-E. And I don't really know where the name came from.
A small rise in land you call a
hill.
Any other name?
Oh, I'm sure they are. And then let's see if I can think of them though. Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess I would just call a small rise a hill.
To open the door, you take hold of the door.
Knob.
Do you ever use that word, talking about land?
I've heard it used on maps. I've seen it on maps.
Is it something you...
But not in this part of the country. Again, in Tennessee, you hear that term a lot.
And something a whole lot bigger than a hill would be
a mountain.
And the rocky side that drops off real sharp.
A ledge.
Or a...
Canyon?
Something that's sort of overhanging.
Gosh, I don't know.
You say someone drove their car over the...
The edge?
Okay, what about the word rock cliff or cliff?
Oh, a cliff. Yeah, I see what you mean, yeah.
What would be the plural of that?
Cliffs?
And up in the mountains where the road goes across in a low place, I don't mean a valley, I mean still up high, just a low place between the mountains would be a...
Well, I was going to say a valley, but I don't know.
Gunfighters, for every man that, on television, for every man that they kill, they cut a little... What?
Notch. Hmm? A notch.
Do you ever use the word notch or gap or pass about a mountain?
Well, of course, I've heard those terms.